Lamed Tesvav Bey is the bottom line. So Reb Chalboi Cholash. So Reb Chalboi got sick. Norfolk. The Bach changed the Yishtah to Norfolk. Reb Kahana and Eva Achriz. Reb Chalboi went out to him and announced that Reb Chalboi Boish. He's sick. Nobody's visiting him. So Reb Kahana said to them, means to the people who were, he felt were being negligent in the lack of visiting Reb Chalboi. Lo kach hoya maisa b'talmud echad mitamid Reb Akiva. It wasn't such a story with the talmud Reb Akiva shecholo. Lo nichlasu chachamim levakroi. The talmidim didn't go visit. Reb Akiva went to visit. Because Rabbi Kiva cleaned up the house, and he was he reboots it is actually that they would have a problem. There were dirt floors; you would have dust in the air. So, putting a slight layer of water, it would take it would keep the dust on the ground and get the dust out of the air. He cleared the air. Choya, he recovered. Amalei Rebbe, the Talmud said to Rebbe Kiva, "Hechi Yisani, you gave me back my life." Yatzu Rebbe Kiva b'dorash, kol mi shenu mavaker chaylim kilo shefet domin. So the person doesn't, is not mavaker. He's held responsible if the person doesn't live. They take care of his needs. So Reb Kahana reminded the Talmidim of this statement of Reb Akiva. Kiyosa Reb Dimi Omar Kol Mavaker Zacherla Gerem Lo Shiyichya Kol Shein Mavaker Zacherla Gerem Lo Shiyomus. Okay, so more says, my grandma, what's this causative effect that he's referring to? Ilema. So that doesn't make any sense. So that doesn't make any sense. So when the person visits him, so he sees the need and he davens. The person that doesn't visit, he doesn't see the need. And he doesn't daven. Okay. Rava Yom Kazmo the Cholish, the first day that he was sick, Armalohain, Eloy Siglu the Inish, the Lisa Mazli. I don't want you to tell people because. When it's still not known, it doesn't have the same effect. And by making it public, you make it more of an established fact. So that can be a negative impact on the person's mazel. But mikan ve'elech, after it lasted for a period of time, one day. I want you to publicize it. Why? I would like those who hate me to rejoice.
You would like that?
Yeah. Because it says, bin al tismach. The Pasuk of Mishnah says that you should not gloat over the fall of your enemy. Because by doing so, he will recover, and you will be affected by it. So Rava says, if they're excited about the fact that I'm sick, it can only be to my benefit. With the rachamli and those who love me, the boy alai rachamli will daven for me. So it's good to publicize. But this is the first time that The first period is better not to publicize before the in Shemayim it becomes rooted that this is his state, and afterwards it's bedafka. It's appropriate to yes publicize. Okay, let's see the Ron top of the page. Boy, he just called. He got sick. She doesn't daven for him. There are times where we daven that the chela should die already. If he has a where the person would look at, call it, he has a chayishah, he's not going to live more than a certain amount of time. That's an established fact already, and he's in a state of tsar. Can you read the say that the more exubas which we had, so kibin the chazoi amster the rebbe the al kamazim the basic kisei but onach tefillin become its tsar. So rebbe was going in and out of the bathroom and keep taking off and putting on his tefillin, and rebbe was found the fact that he had to go to the bathroom multiple times, it was very uncomfortable for him. Amra, he wrote in Sheikhaifa Hal Yonim is a Tatanim. So the Tamidim were davening that Rabbi should live. She said he wrote in that the Shemayim, which they wanted to take Rabbi, they should win. Klemmer, he delaymus Rabbi, she davened that Rabbi should die.
That this is his wife?
His maidservant. So she's quoted in multiple places in the Shas as being an extremely intelligent and knowledgeable woman. The Mormon Rosh Hashanah, the third parak, quotes her a few times, translating what words mean. We have the Mark Stubis. So this is brought down halacha based on her actions. When a person visits, so he can help through his tefillah that the person should live. Because the tefillah has more impact when he sees the person. When a person doesn't visit, not only does he not help him through his davening to live, even in a scenario where the appropriate thing would be to the opposite, even that he's not helping him, but maybe he doesn't visit. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara. Amar Rav. One point about Rava. So Rava, the Rava says. Where's that Gemara? Okay, my mind is blank. Where the Gemara is? The Gemara says that Rava says that. That all of the a person who lives in the city, the Talmud Chacham has responsibility to make sure everything in the city is running properly. He can't just sit back and just do his thing and learn. He has responsibility. Kamil Demasa is incumbent upon the Talmud Chacham to get involved and be aware of. He says that a Talmud Chacham who sits in a city which everybody loves him, it's a riot that he's not doing this. Because we would be getting involved in making sure that everything is done the way it's supposed to be done. Some people are not going to like the decisions that he makes. So if everybody likes him, it's assuming he's not doing his job. So Rabbi says, like I have in this, he was a Masamatsu, there was some people Masamatsu which didn't like him. So that's this Gemara he's referring to, that Gemara over there, that Rabbi knew that there were people, because of what he was getting involved in, who had animosity to him. I can tell you that it works. Okay. Amar Rav, Kolavakras Achayla, Nitzam Medina Shal Gehenim. person who visits the sick, so that is, acts as, for him as protection from Gehenna. So the Kapitel Mem Aleph refers to visiting one who's impoverished, but we'll see that more is in different points in that capital referring to Bikur Cholim. So the Dal over here is not referring to just a person who's impoverished in the financial sense, but he's right now he's impoverished in the health sense. So on the day of Roa, the Bresham will save him, save the one who's maskil. He takes an interest to understand what the needs of the Dal are. Ein Dal el chayla. So we hear the word Dal is referring to a person who's ill. Shenemar midala yevatzeni. Yamin adeni kroa maduat zakocha Dal ben amelach baboker baboker. So we see over there, it's not referring to the person as being impoverished, but rather that the person is, over there it means depressed. So the word Dal doesn't necessarily mean impoverished, it means that there's something lacking in his life. Everything Bereshit created has a purpose. And even that the Russia goes, Gehenna and Rav Ra'ah is part of that. So the person of Akhar Zachariah, he sits from the initial Gehenna. Mean Beaker, the Mar says, if he visits Maskar, what's his reward? Mar says, what do you mean Maskar? Can I nitzel me dinah shel Gehenna? And that's a pretty good reward. Ela Maskar b'Ela Mazet, what does he get besides that? What's the benefit that he gets in this world? Hashem yishmereyu v'chayeyu v'ushar b'oretz v'titeyu b'nevesh ha'yevav. Hashem will be shermer him and give him life. He will be ma'usher b'oretz. He'll be benefited in the land, and he won't be given over to nevesh ha'yevav. Hashem yishmereyu v'yetzahara. Hashem will save him from the yetzahara. Watch, protect him from the yetzahara. V'chayeyu meaning yesurim. He will give him, uplift his life in the sense that he will not have yisurim. But usha baruch shiyo kol miskabdim boy, people will feel honored to be connected to him. She's damil areim kenamon sheripa es sarato vayzamil areim kirechavam shechilka es malchusay. So he will get friends. Which, so when Naaman goes to Elisha, he's told that Naaman has the saras, and he's told that he should go to visit the holy Jew. Naaman was not Jewish. So he goes to tell him to bathe in the Yarden. So he says, that's ridiculous. I've been in many waters that can go back to Pras, which is much better water anyway. So his friend said to him, like, what do you lose? So he said, okay, why not? You know, he has a good reputation. So he said, what do you lose? He went to Yarden and he's not at Sarata. So his friend sort of gave him an argument that they were his oyavov. Disagreed with him, but they did it in a way which was beneficial for him. Rechavam, so his friends convinced him. The people came to Rechavam and said, we would like to get relief from the taxes of Shlomo HaMelech. Rechavam is Shlomo's son. We would like relief. It's too burdensome. So, he wasn't sure what to do. He said, give me some time. And the elderly Chacham told him that he should listen. And his young friend said, no, you're the king. You get to do whatever you want. You should even increase the taxes. So they came back and he said, my father gave you X amount of taxes, I'm going to give you even more. So they just said, that's great, we're out of here. And they decided to go trade a separate kingdom under Yerovam. So his seemingly friends ended up being his worst enemies. Tanya Shimon Elazar Omer on this story. If young people tell you it's time to build, and elderly people tell you it's time to take apart, listen to the zakenim and not to the young people. Shabinyan yelodim is stira, that which yelodim think they're building, they're really, really taking apart. The stira zakenim is binyan. If you want to get a sign for this idea, it was the story of Rechava. Okay.
Young people building or breaking apart, essentially.
Correct. I mean, it's more saying if you have a scenario where a person with wisdom and understanding and the person whose experience says over here trying to build is going to be the opposite, it makes more sense. Okay. Amar Shisha Braid Ravidi, Lalisit Inish Kitsira, you should not visit a person who's ill. Lobik Batlas Shay Kamaisa, not the first 3 hours of the day. Lobitlas Shay Baswaisa, not the last 3 hours of the day. The Yoma of the day. Because this way, if you visit him during the first 3 hours, the last 3 hours, the visitor will be Messiah Das from davening. Why? Because the beginning of the day, many times after sleeping through the night, the chayla is doing better. So the visitor says, he's not doing so bad, I don't put daven so hard. Best right, at the end of the day, the person is usually doing much worse. Talk of Chulshe, his illness is getting worse, and we're afraid that the visitor will just sort of be miyayish and say, yeah, it's so bad, it's not even worth diving anymore. So you don't want this, the visits to undermine the visitor's tefillos before the charla, so he should not do these things which will undermine the intensity of his tefillos. That the Bereshit, as it were, in the Chayla is really not really taking in normal sustenance. And the Bereshit is finding a way to give the Chayla the ability to continue to function, even in his limited caloric intake. Shemar Hashem Yisadenu al Eris Devoy. So Eris is the bad Devoy of those which are in the state of woe and they're ill. The Bereshit will be soyed him. Will give him his suda, means the Sharm Rashi will give him his support in that state of illness. How do you know the Bersham's presence is there above the bed of the Chaylov? Shemar Hashem Yisadenu al Eris Devoy. So now we're darshing the pasuk that the Bereshit will be supported above the right above the bed of the one who's ill. Tanya Namihaki, and this is actually has a lot of impact. Nichlas Zavakar Sechayla. Lo Yeshiv Lo Agabi Mita. Person who comes to be Zavakar the Chayla should not sit on the bed. Lagabi Sapsel, you shouldn't sit on a bench. Lagabi Kisar, a chair. Lemisata Biyeshu Lagabi Karka. He should sit down on the floor. Nemesha Shchina Shriya Lemalav Mitzvah Shalchaylo. Shemar Hashem Yisrael Eretz Tavoy. So he should not sit in such a way higher than the one who's ill. So if the one who's ill is very low down, you can't sit higher, because that's the word, you're sitting, the shkin is right there, and you're sitting higher than the shkin. Okay. See the Ram.
That means you shouldn't stand either.
Yeah. Okay, let's see the round. We'll maybe we'll talk about it. Well, listen, Inish, well, your barker, you shouldn't visit. So we see if Kudas Kol Ha'adam Mitzagamin Usiyadu, like you said before, that which is the Kudas Kol Ha'adam, that which visits each person. Death, which visits everybody eventually, but the word pekuda means to visit. It says the translator over there in the Targum is siyado. So the word siyado means to visit. Sira betlas shoyk and maisa. The person who's ill, the first hours, rafka daite is feeling better. Sabra hamavakar shenitzrapa. So the visitor thinks he's getting better. We don't have to daven anymore. That's why it's the talk of cliche. At the end of the day, He's feeling worse. But FS tikva, there's nothing. The visitor thinks that there's no hope. He's lost any tikva. Misyayish minarachman. He's misyayish from davening. So in the case where the charla is lying on the ground for whatever reason, the visitor should not be higher up. I think it's only nicker that he's being higher up, but the fact that he's sort of settling himself at that height. Standing is just a state of being a roy, so it's not nicker that he's holding himself higher than the Shekhinah. Okay, now the next piece of Gemara moves into a totally different topic, but the starting point is Amar Rav and Amar Rav. So Amar Rav and Amar Rav takes us into the Sugya Mikvah. It's one of the main Sugyas of the Mikvah in Shas for next blot or so. If you turn the page, you realize that the Ram is nice enough to listen with a lot of information about it, which you don't necessarily know beforehand. So the sugya continues till the two dots on the base. So the Ram has to fill in a lot of information for us. The sugya is about six lines long. Okay, so I guess we can just start it. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, the good witness is the increase in the river of Paras. So when you see the river Paras increasing in water, you know it's because of the rain which is taking place in Eretz Yisrael. And the runoff of the rain collects and goes out through Pras. The plika the Shmuel, but this argues in Shmuel's opinion, Dhamma Shmuel, Nahara Mikipe Misparif, that we can assume when a river is being increased, it's coming from the water sources under the ground where it's increased, not from the rain. The plika the Shmuel of the Shmuel, and there's a steer in Shmuel. Dhamma Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ain't a mayim matar bezeichlin." So luck is that the spring water is kosher for tefila, even though it's moving. Rainwater is only kosher for tefila when it's stationary. A river is moving, so you can't use a river when it's full of rainwater when it's moving. Ain't a mayim matar bezeichlin. Ela paras b'yami tishri b'vat. The only river which you can be tovel in it while it's moving is Pras after the whole summer. So any rain, there's not been any rain, so that rain is no longer an issue in the river. So now you can assume that any water which is there is from the springs. So Pras, but Yemei Tishri, the rest of the year, you have to think that there's rainwater in there. Shmuel said, you don't have to worry about the rainwater. You always assume that there's more of the spring water. Now he's saying you do have to worry about it. In the springtime, when there's a lot of rain and runoff, he would make mikvos. He wouldn't let them be tovel in the river. And Umafsi b'yom Tishrei, but in Tishrei time, he would create some type of a barrier with the mats so they could have a process being tevel in the river. They needed to create, either for tznius purposes or, we'll see, maybe for mikveh purposes, he made some type of a barrier with these mats, and they went and were tevel in the river. So he did use the river in Tishrei time, but he wouldn't use the river in Nisan time. Okay, so that's the Gemara.